I'm Charles Biblazer, managing editor of The Media Line, and my guest today is Dimitri Diliani, a member of the Revolutionary Council of Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas's ruling Fatah faction. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
The topic, tensions in the West Bank, where there have been a number of Israeli and Palestinian fatalities over the past 2 weeks. This comes ahead of planned mass protests this weekend to mark Land Day, which commemorates the killing of six Arab Israelis during a 1976 protest against the Israeli government's expropriation for military purposes of Arab-owned land. Mr. Diliani, what can we expect moving forward, and is there a fear that things could spiral out of control?
Things might spiral out of control at any moment. Many reasons for that. General reasons are the lack of any hope for peace given the right-wing Israeli government and the aggression of these settlers and Israeli army against the Palestinian civil population in different parts of the West Bank. This has been for the external parts. The internal issues that also feed into the uncertainty and the general anger are mainly the lack of freedom of speech and the autocracy that the Palestinian Authority has turned to be, especially in the past 7 or 8 years, to the corruption, the worsening economic conditions, the rising expense of living on top of very high unemployment. This is speaking for the West Bank. Now, going to Gaza, Gaza has been under siege for many years. Also, their economic conditions are much worse than the West Bank. And the autocracy that has been developed or was established there since Hamas took over feeds into the anger. So overall, we're talking about people that are extremely angry at Israel, extremely angry at either the PA, the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank, or Hamas in Gaza. And Israel is doing everything to further instigate these people, further violate their rights. And on a day like Land Day, people find ways to vent out their anger.
And let's get back to the what is seemingly a growing divide between the West Bank and Gaza Strip. Do you think that the differences between Fatah and Hamas could eventually be bridged? And if so, do you think the PA can achieve some type of long-term calm in the blockaded enclave?
The gap between Hamas's rule in Gaza and the Palestinian Authority's rule in the West Bank, the gap is widening because the people in authority have it in their best interest to have this situation. In other words, reaching reconciliation agreement is extremely easy just by holding elections. It's as simple as that. But elections are not in favor of the Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas, because all polls show that two-thirds of the Palestinian population want him to resign. The same thing, mirror image, is happening with Hamas in Gaza. New forces will appear, and not traditional Fatah leaders and non-traditional Hamas leaders that are more into reconciliation, more for reconciliation, more for peace process will appear. And the appearance of people like that does not help the cause of the traditional Palestinian leadership, nor does it help the cause of the Israeli right ruling parties that do not want this to happen. For them, the peace process goes directly against their ideological interests.
I'm speaking now with Dimitri Diliani, a member of the Revolutionary Council of Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas's ruling Fatah faction. You mentioned the peace process, and all of this violence in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip is coming against the backdrop of President Trump's so-called deal of the century, an Israeli-Palestinian peace proposal that is expected to be released shortly after Israel's April 9th elections. Mr. Diliani, do you think that current conditions are ripe for renewing any type of negotiating process?
I do not think that current conditions help any negotiations because simply the Israeli right, ruling right, is basically against two-state solution. They say it out loud and clear. And on the Palestinian side, the Palestinian leadership is so weak that they cannot take courageous steps towards peace. So we have, on the Israeli side, we have the ideological barrier. On the Palestinian side, we have the fear of the people, lack of courage. At the same time, nobody knows what's included in the deal of the century, but from the signs given to people of the Middle East, shows that Donald Trump is aligning himself with the extreme Israeli right, total carelessness, arrogance, and ignorance of the issues of the Middle East, especially when he has his ambassador, who is an illegal settler. He's part of the settler movement. Son-in-law is from an Orthodox faction of Judaism that is not known to be pro-peace, on top of his lack of experience. I think Donald Trump is too small to cause any change, either in the States or here.
Dmitry Deliani, unfortunately, not much optimism on either sides moving forward. I very much appreciate your time. Thank you for being with me today.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Charles Biblazer, reporting for the Media Line.